Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Thursday, April 18th, and we are here trying to help you identify the most important issues in your financial life, and we're going to lay out all the different choices you have in front of you. We is me. I am Jill Schlesinger, certified financial planner, CBS News business analyst, and he is Mark Tallercio, who is the Jill on Money executive producer and certified financial planner. Maybe you want CFP first. Are you allowed to write CFP because you don't have the work experience? Can you still use the letters or not?
100%. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Jeez, yeah. We got a little testy there. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Mark.
Well, as I speak to you, I will hopefully be, I'll probably be sipping a nice cask ale across the pond.
Do you have the whole itinerary planned out or not?
No, no. The only thing I know for sure that we're doing is because he is really, really into his trains and buses.
The Transit Museum.
Yeah, so we did that here, and he loved it, so we're going to do it over there as well.
I mean, this is a young man who basically does the announcements from the subway
He knows all the stops, every single stop on the F-line.
What's his favorite one? What does he say? Next stop.
Well, he knows Carroll Street, Bergen Street, J Street, Metro Tech, York, East Broadway. He knows everything.
He's a brilliant child. I can tell right now. I feel it. And probably a great baseball player. He just started playing T-ball, everybody. So we'll get an update on that. Mark will become one of those parents. Oof, that should could be brutal.
Should I stop funding the 529?
Stop funding it. I'm sure he's getting a baseball scholarship. All right. Today, we are so happy. We are going to talk to Neil, who's on the line from the state of Washington. Hello, Neil. What's going on?
Hello, Jill and Mark. Not much. Just happy to have the opportunity to talk with you.
Well, tell us what's going on. What's happening? What can we do for you?
Well, I'm at work, and my wife and I have been talking about finances because we finally can see retirement at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And we just want to make sure we're prepared, and when can we do it, and what if we should change anything.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 50 years old.
50? These youngsters. Okay. And how old's your wife?
My wife is 46.
Are you both working full time or
yes.
Not? Yes. Okay. Well, how much do you earn?
I earn about 165.
Okay. And what about her?
She earns about 135.
And you both would stop? Like, are you like, oh, we're going to stop tomorrow? Like, what's the real game plan? What are you hoping to do?
No, we're both public sector employees. I would like to work for another 5 years. And my wife, she's a federal employee, and she has to work for another 10 years to get her full retirement. And that is our plan, 5 years and 10 years.
So in 5 years, what will your pension be?
So I will have 25 years of service, and it'll be 55%, which would average, I'm guessing, $7,000 to $8,000 a month for me.
Okay. And what about in 10 years, what would your wife's pension look like?
It's going to be right around 40, I'm going to say $3,000 to $4,000 a month.
And do you guys feel like you can live on that? Let's pretend, you know, in 5 years, you get this $7,000 or $8,000 a month, and she keeps earning $135,000. So that's fine for you, right? So the next 5 years is great. The 5 years after that is great because you get a pension and she's still working, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then after that, so if at her age 56, so in 10 years, when you're just living on your pensions, do you think that's enough money, or do you think you'll want to do something else, or do we need to dip into some of your savings?
I'm hoping not to dip into our savings because we do have other assets, deferred comp and things like that. Mm-hmm. But that is the question I have, because okay. we do like to spend a lot of money, and I want to continue to do that in the form of travel and other things.
Tell us about your savings.
So in savings, a money market account, we have about 140. We okay. have 20 grand in a CD. We deferred comp for me, a 457 plan. I yep. have 650.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then my wife has a little bit more in her thrift savings plan. It's a federal plan, and yep. She has roughly 750.
Do you guys have kids?
Two kids, two girls, 14 and 16.
How's that? Let's talk about that. You feel like, you say, I'm looking at this guy, this gang, I mean, theater of the mind, this is like a good looking macho dude. And he is surrounded by women. And I feel like they must have broken him down. So let's hear, how is it raising two teenage daughters?
I absolutely love it, but I'd be lying to you if I said it is not challenging as well. It is great. I have wonderful kids, but there are moments where I want to pull my hair out. Sure.
And he doesn't have a lot of that. He keeps it nice and short.
That's true.
I have a very dear friend of mine who has, you're going to like this. He has three girls, twin 14-year-olds and an almost 12-year-old. It's just rough. He said, let me tell you, he calls me up sometimes in the middle of the day. He's, did you do the, I said, no, I was like a jock. I didn't do those things. He's like, why are they crying when they have a pimple? I've never heard of such a thing. I'm like, you know, it's a girl thing. And that is a lot. So a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, and you know, I presume you had a much larger head of hair before that all, you know, came into your life.
And it was a lot darker. I swear the grays. I blame them for the grays, for sure.
What are we going to do about college for these kids? Are they in public high school right now?
Yes, public high school. I do think both of them are college bound. We do have 529s. The 16-year-old has about 75 grand, and the 14-year-old has $60,000.
Okay, great. And are we planning on private versus public? What do you think?
I think we're leaning towards public.
What about the spending? Like, I know that you say you like to spend. Listen, you make a lot of money. You make 300 grand a year, and you've got a lot of money in retirement, and you've done all these things that are great. So I don't want to, like, burst your bubble. But when you say we like to spend, what do you think you spend right now?
So we just subscribed to a budgeting app, and it's amazing because every month we get little notices that tell us we've overspent in fuel, to groceries, to travel, to, so we're learning our budget. We were only about a month and a half into it, and it is shocking already. I'm going to say, I don't have that number. I'm kind of waiting for things to balance out, but yeah. we spend in the $10,000 to $15,000 a month, it seems like.
It's kind of a big range.
Okay. I need to narrow it down. You're right.
Are you both going to be entitled to Social Security?
Negative. I do not pay in it myself, mm-hmm. so I will not get any benefit. I did have a previous employer, so mm-hmm. I might get a little bit, but I'm really not counting on anything. I don't factor that money into it at all. However, my wife will get a full Social Security benefit.
Okay, great. What about your home? How much is your house worth?
So we own quite a few rentals, but our primary residence is worth right around $1 million.
Quite a few.
I know. I was writing down a million. let me get to the, let's start with the million dollar house. What is the outstanding mortgage, or is there a mortgage outstanding?
So there is on all of our properties. We are leveraged and we don't have a ton. I don't want to mean it, make it sound like that, but our primary residence is, it's worth 1 million and we owe 670,000.
Okay. What's the interest rate?
4.875. And that is our highest rate.
Okay. Let's go into some of the rentals. Tell us about the rentals.
So we own another rental that's valued at $1 million as well, and we owe $450. Another rental.
Wait, what's the rate on that, on the $450?
3%. We own another house that is worth $650, and we owe $315,000, and that is a 2.9% interest rate.
Wow.
And then it's kind of weird. My brother and I bought a rental together, mm-hmm. and it is worth $325,000, and we owe $175,000, and that is a 3.875.
Okay.
And the last one.
Oh wait, there's a. Oh my God, there's a fourth one. Jeez.
There's one more. It's this one is probably not the best investment, but we bought a ski condo in Canada, mm-hmm. and that is 4.16%. Yeah, 4.16% is the interest rate, and we owe roughly $400,000, and it is valued at $600,000.
Okay. Are you using it, though? Is that like a fun thing also for you guys?
It is a combination where we use it as much as we can, but we also Airbnb it, our nightly rental.
Oh, my God.
And our goal is to, in retirement, to go spend 2 to 3 months up there and ski every winter. So we bought it now to hopefully enjoy it in the future.
That's exciting. Now, who manages all these properties? You guys?
So the three properties that are in state, in Washington State, I manage myself. But we have one property in Montana, and I have a property manager. And the one up in Canada is ran by a property manager as well.
Okay. Are all of these things cash flowing? Like, are you just because is this one of the reasons why you like have a bunch of money in the 529s and you can save so much money in your retirement and in your deferred comps? You know, are they cash flowing well for you?
Everyone is, except for the condo up in Canada.
Okay. And what happens with the that extra money that you get from these rentals? Have you put it someplace? Do you guys have a brokerage account? I don't think we covered that.
I do have a brokerage account. It has $90,000 in it. But the excess money I get from the rentals goes into a savings account, and that is part of that $160,000.
Right, the money market and the CD. Got it.
Correct.
Okay. Any idea around it'll keep you busy. Certainly, like in 5 years when you're retired, if you're like, oh, I want to do this for 5 years, that's fine. But do you have any ideas around selling or moving? Like, are you one of these people who's like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to do when the girls are all done? I'm going to sell my primary. I'm going to move into this rental, and I'm going to live there, and I'm going to avoid the tax. Are you playing that whole game, or tell me what you're thinking?
That is a great question. I don't know if I can answer it directly. I don't think we're going to play that game because where we live, we've kind of fallen in love with the area, and we like the city, and we'd like to stay there.
Great.
Originally, we bought the house in Montana because I met my wife in Montana, and
Aww.
We loved it, and we thought we wanted to go back there, and so we bought this for preparing for our future because Montana real estate was going crazy, so we bought it. But now we're questioning where we want to end up, and more than likely, we'll probably stay in the town that we live in right now.
Okay.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So let me be clear. We have no problems. There are no problems here. Mark, are there any problems for Neil and his wife, the pensioners who are saving, and they're like civil servants who have done incredibly well with real estate? Any questions or concerns you have for Neil?
No, conservatively, $10,000 a month in pensions when they both are retired. Right now, they have like $1.4 in retirement, plus all the properties.
I mean, it's like an abundance of riches, my friend. I think it's great. I mean, look, there are some games you can play, just to be clear. So the kinds of things that you could do, for example, is you can say to yourself, well, you know, we love our house. We're going to stay there. You could potentially try to do a like-kind exchange with some of your rentals and push the tax liability forward. You could do that kind of game. However, then you lose these gorgeous low interest rates. So, I mean, there's a question really of, you know, how much this just becomes a pain in the neck to manage. And if it's not really a pain in the neck for you, I don't see a problem at all. I like the idea that you guys are building up the brokerage account and the money market and that the money flows in. I probably, just because of the kids and what's going on, I probably would throw a little more money into the 529 plans, even if it is for public college. You know, that's still going to be expensive. What, you know, what, I don't know what in-state tuition is. It's real, right? It's a real number.
Yes.
So chances are, you know, for most public in-state, all in, we're talking about $30,000 a year. Could you put a little more money into the 529? Probably, I would do that. And then I guess the other question will be, this is going to be kind of interesting for you guys, is that, you know, is there a opportunity when you do retire in 5 years? And of course, I don't know where tax law is going to be, okay? So I'm just sort of playing this out in my mind, that if your wife is making, let's say, in 5 years, you're collecting the $7,000 or $8,000 a month. Your wife is now making like $150 because she's getting merit raises and doing all of her stuff. You know, and is it possible that you guys can sell one of your properties at a 15% long-term capital gains rate? I could find a real good reason to sell one of those properties then. You know, that if I know, if I could lock you guys in at 15%, for one of those properties, I'd be really interested in doing that. I don't know if you can, even if it's 20%, but that would be the time where you start thinking about it. And if you don't want to, it's not a big deal.
I did have one question about both my wife's TSP, thrift savings plan, and my deferred comp. And
yep,
we both have Roth options. Mm-hmm. And right now we have not, or actually my wife is 100% traditional or pre-tax, I guess I should say. And mm-hmm. I am, I would say 75% pre-tax and 25% post-tax. The company matching, I cannot do post-tax or mm-hmm. Roth, mm-hmm. But I invest $600 per paycheck, $300 is pre-tax, $300 is post-tax. And I was wondering if you had advice on that, if we should focus more on the Roth or not.
I mean, You're in the top bracket of 24% right now. You don't have a state income tax. You're from Washington State, so I know that. So for a federal tax bracket, right now, married filing jointly, the 24% bracket is a big one. It goes from about $200,000 jointly to almost $384,000, all right? So I could make a very good case that you both should be all Roth. And I bet Mark would agree with that. Mark, do you agree with that?
100%, especially the wife. I mean, she's going to be in the workforce for 10 more years. That's a really nice chunk of Roth money that they can pile up.
You'll have to pay more in taxes. You'll be bummed. But I mean, I guess it, I mean, well, I shouldn't say 100% because I know you have all this passive income from the rentals, but I assume you have a lot of expenses associated with that, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So did you file taxes already?
I sent in my information to my, or we use a CPA, yep. And I've not got it back yet.
So last year, do you remember what the bottom right-hand corner looked like, what the number was, the AGI, the adjusted gross income?
Ooh, I believe it was right around 265.
Okay, that's what I figured. Because even if it were 260, 70, 80, the only reason I was worried is that, like, I think that it would be startling for you guys to go up to the 32% just because you're used to 24. But if you could stay in the 24% bracket, and I'm pretty sure you can, then I would definitely have your wife do all Roth. And you know what we might want to do is, like, once college is behind you, there could be a great incentive for you guys to start converting some of this deferred comp money that's piling up, that if college is done and we can start converting some of your money using some of the money from cash or your brokerage, that might be a really good way for you guys to manage your tax liability before you have to start taking money out of your accounts, which, you know, right now your required minimum distributions won't kick in until age 75. You're going to have a lot more information about what is necessary in your life and how much money you're spending and what we can really count on. So I love the idea of using the thrift savings plan, the Roth version, and it's going to hurt a little bit tax-wise. You're going to be bummed at me. But you know what? You got a lot of cash flow. You should be able to absorb it.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate
that. All right. What about the estate documents, the life insurance? What's happening?
So unfortunately, my wife has her father died very young of cancer. And she did genetic testing, and she found out that she has a cancer gene.
Oh.
And she has applied for life insurance various times, and she's been denied every time.
Really?
So she's not been able to get any other than through her work, and she's maximized as much as she can get through her work.
Okay.
I do have one plan. It's a term life. It's fairly cheap, and it's $750,000. And as far as estate planning docs, we do have them done.
Great. So, that's perfect. Yeah. All right. Are we done with you? You feel comfortable? We got everything covered?
Yeah. Thank you. You make me feel a lot better about our situation. I don't know why I'm nervous, but I always am.
I feel like that's a good posture to take, but you're in great shape. So congratulations. Well done. Keep working and throw a little more money in that 529 plan. Let's use the Roth and continue on and be careful in all of your hiking, biking and skiing adventures. Hey, Mark, it's the end of a program, so let's tell people what they need to do. They need to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Comes out every Friday. They need to subscribe to Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars and bonus video content, like our most recent interview with Teresa Ghilarducci, which is great. And we also want to remind you that you can check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. Mark Talaris here is the co-host, executive producer, and king of all things web of this program. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. If you wouldn't mind, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And please try to lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.